The Painted Man by Peter V. Brett. Read by Colin Mace. This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227. Section 1. Tibbetts Brook. 319 After the Return. Chapter 1. Aftermath. 319 AR. The great horn sounded. Arlen paused in his work, looking up at the lavender wash of the dawn sky. Mist still clung to the air, bringing with it a damp, acrid taste that was all too familiar. A quiet dread built in his gut as he waited in the morning stillness, hoping that it had been his imagination. He was 11 years old. There was a pause, and then the horn blew twice in rapid succession. One long and two short meant south and east, the cluster by the woods. His father had friends amongst the cutters. Behind Arlen, the door to the house opened, and he knew his mother would be there, covering her mouth with both hands. Arlen returned to his work, not needing to be told to hurry. Some chores could wait a day, but the stock still needed to be fed and the cows milked. He left the animals in the barns and opened the hay stores.